1 2 1 2 1 1 1 2 2 2 Just getting the levels nice for you guys. All right, so it's 8 o'clock, top of the hour here, guys. Redbox Radio 95.9 FM CKW is here right now, live and direct. And I want to give a big shout out to everybody tuned in tonight. I hope you're having a great Easter weekend. Yesterday I had a really fun afternoon with the girlfriend. We went to the Manitoba Moose hockey game, in which they won. We had a really great time. After that, went to the casino, did some gambling, and then we went back to my place and we watched some wrestling. Had a great time. Big show coming up next weekend, WrestleMania weekend, WrestleMania 40 for all the big wrestling fans out there. Next Saturday and Sunday, live on your local, actually not your local, but on the WWE Network or Peacock. It's PLE, Premium Live Events, and that's going to be streamed live for everybody to enjoy next weekend on Saturday, Sunday. A lot of big matches, so definitely going to be watching that. What else? So this week, guys, at least for the first hour, I'm not sure what I'm going to do for the second hour, but first hour, I figure I'd go over some of some dope hip-hop albums that have dropped in 2024 thus far. 2024 is now one quarter in the record books. The first 3 months of the year are over. So there has been six albums that have dropped so far that I thought were really dope. That is definitely making my top list for the year. And those albums are all we're going to showcase them for you guys. But if you guys are interested in top hip-hop albums over the years, I actually made up a hip-hop blog site, which is called EssentialHipHopAlbums.blogspot.com. Again, that's EssentialHipHopAlbums.blogspot.com. If you go there, you can see all my top 10 hip-hop album picks from the year of 1986 all the way to this year. And, I put a lot of hard work into it. My email address is on the front page, so you can shoot me an email, let me know what you think. But with that being said, we're going to get into some music for you guys here. Sorry, I just had some technical difficulties earlier, so I have to kind of get things all situated here for you guys. Let's see which one I'm going to pick here for you guys. This is a rapper by the name of Bumpy Knuckles, which I'm sure you guys have heard of. He dropped a brand new project this year with OG Jazzo, and we're gonna get into a track off this album. Just trying to find it here. There we go. So it's called Beats of War. So I'm gonna get into that right about now for you guys. This is off of the Level Up album that dropped earlier this year in January. So this is one of my top albums, hip-hop albums for 2024 thus far. It's dope front to back, real hip-hop, man. Good boom-bap beats, good lyrics. So let's get into this, man. Bumpy Knuckles off of the Level Up album, released in January this year. This track is called Beats of War. So let's get into it.
Thank you. that the impact of your army may be like a grindstone dashed against an egg. This is affected by the science of weak points and strong. Control of a large force is the same principle as the control of a few men.
Yeah.
It is merely a question of dividing up their numbers.
When the old dog bark, clear the park. The tough guys hate it when I spit the sharp. It's the range, bullseye, the perfect aim. Put your kids in the front row, catch the game. Uncle Bump, I'm the microphone master medicine. Smooth shit or rough shit, back we get it in. Late times I was thinking about stopping, but then again, voices in my head said, Fox, no giving in. All that work getting nice, you put it in. Late rhyme in the space and the time you living in. Disadvantages that come with dividends. Somehow through it all, I find my pen again. Like a superstar rhyme, I live again. And send my salams, old guard with the firearm. Shit, I went to Amityville and got inspired by that old gray jazz, old boom baps fire. I'm a sign of the times, and the bar design is divine on delivery, the mastermind. Yeah, the hood is hell, know the music well. I compared Rommel to JDL. Big salute, let the hood know I'm still on top. And I rep like the CEO of real hip-hop. Let the haters know the beef won't ever stop. Till they rap for the devil where the beats stay hot.
But the impact of your army may be like a grindstone dashed against an egg.
Yeah.
This is affected by the science of weak points and strong.
Word. It's what I do, nigga.
Control rock, of a large force is the same principle as the control of a few men.
Jazzo,
it is
jazzo.
Merely a question of dividing up their numbers.
Alright, let me touch some issues here. Let's go. Fake love, how you move with that? All you niggas do is whine and complain. Set the movement back. Bad deals made me use the track as a platform to fight a few wars with the grooves and claps. Not a raw box scream through apps. While the game get old and a few still move the slaps. Y'all sleep while they move in wax with your old shit on it, and you niggas still losing racks. What's the end game, fame chaser? When you ain't running at it quick enough, I took no days off till I was sick enough. Yeah, hence the bad mood. Fangs out, slob dripping after the food. And they ain't gonna give it to you unless they see a way to eat a portion of it with you or take it all from you. So what you willing to do, and when you willing to do it? This is Beats of War. Step to it.
That the impact of your army may be like a grindstone dashed against an egg. This is affected by the science of weak points and strong.
All right. So that's Bumpy Knuckles, a.k.a. Freddie Fox, and OG Jazzo off of the Level Up album that dropped in early January of this year. That is definitely one of my top albums for 2024 thus far. This is all, of course, derived from my blog site, essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. If you go there, you can see all my top 10 hip-hop album picks from 86 all the way to this year. So make sure you go check that out. And so that's coming in album number one. All right, moving along here, we got album number two. This is a project put together by DJ Symphony. The album is called It's Bigger Than Music. And man, this one's fire front to back. It has a lot of really good skits in there too, which kind of takes me back to the 90s, back then when they had skits on projects. So we're going to get into a track off that album featuring the MC Reason. This is Bring Back Hip Hop. Make sure you guys check this album out, man. It's definitely dope.
Bring it back. I got you.
Symphony.
Classic days.
Right now.
Yeah. Hip hop. This the intro.
Right now.
Come on. It's Reason. DJ Symphony in the building. Symphony, what up?
Let me show you.
Old school, new school, need to learn though. Strip a raw paper, make sure it burns slow.
Yeah.
Niggas love to hate, then whine like Merlot. Should've been quicker, he pulled it too slow.
Yeah.
Back of the Benz, I go, Patron cold.
Yeah.
Sitting on ice, two dykes with no clothes. Never underestimate,
no.
That's how you separate the dummies from the smart ones. Anticipate problems.
Yeah.
Mile away, I could see you on some bullshit.
I
got it made, you special ed, niggas cool it. Known to abuse any track, never dilute it.
100% pure, respect how I'm moving. Respect proving you foolish, can't match what I'm doing. Could take a stack and make it turn to a few M's.
Yeah.
The more you look, you learn, so I understand. Why you watch my every move, pen and pad in hand. Fire flows and ill bars, no competitor. I expose you rap clones on a regular. Bring it back. Fire flows and ill bars, no competitor. I expose you rap clones on a regular.
On a regular.
Show you. What is it, girls?
This the intro. Graffiti on the wall, record stores in the mall. Had a dream last night, I was chilling with them all.
Had a dream.
Rakim Allah, Big Daddy Kane, man. Biz came through with Roxanne Shantae, yeah. Run DMC pulled up, fresh Adidas. Eazy-E and Snoop Dogg rolling weed up. Hit up Latifah, she came with Tretch. Now it's a big party, we making a mess. G-Rap on deck, Kid Capri in the flesh. Cool J and N.W.A. I could go on for days, but I'ma chill now. Spit at you lanes with no respect. Sacrifice ain't in your flesh. Pay homage, nothing less. I'm worth getting into. Moving on up, you niggas lack the credentials. Everybody claim they hip-hop, then prove it. Let me hear some fire music. Fire flows and ill bars, no competitor. I expose you rap clones on a regular. Bring it back. Fire flows and ill bars, no competitor. I expose you rap clones on a regular.
Regular.
Let me show you.
Boys and girls.
Oh yeah, that is DJ Symphony Reason, Bring Back Hip Hop, man. I think it's maybe an announcement or a cry to the industry, you know, to bring things back to the original essence of hip hop, what it was about, you know, about creativity and people expressing themselves and just putting out good music, good albums as well, man. So that's definitely an art that is not being practiced today. A lot of guys just dropping singles and albums are all garbage. So you got to bring it back to the 90s, man, when the albums were just dope front to back and you can just bump it. And, you know, I mean, it's just the bar was really high back then. So that album is really dope, man. Check it out. DJ Symphony, and the album is called It's Bigger Than Music. It came out, I think it was the end of February, so check that one out. All right, so moving on to album number 3 here in my top hip-hop album picks for 2024 thus far. This is Master Ace and Marco Polo. They put a project together called Richmond Hill. They did drop a project together back in, I think it was, it was 2018. It was called A Brooklyn Story. So that was based off of Master Ace's life, A Brooklyn Story. And then Marco Polo now is on this new project. Yeah, that's why it's called Richmond Hill. It's going to be, you know, talk about his life and his upbringing. There's little skits along the way as the album continues on. So it's nice. It has a concept, which is nice to see. And yeah, Richmond Hill, Ontario, that's where Marco Polo grew up. And then he moved to New York, I think, around 2008, 2009. He's been there since then to make a name for himself in hip-hop, you know what I mean? So, all right, so off this Richmond Hill project, this one's fire front to back. Of course, Marco Polo doing the beats. You know how it goes. So we're going to get into a joint off this album, which is called Jordan Theory. Now, this one, I like it. It's very different. It's very original. And it just talks about, you know, growing up not having anything and being told you can't have anything and then trying to achieve the things you're being told that you couldn't achieve, you know, growing up. So this is Jordan Theory. Let's get into it. Red Box Radio, 95.9 FM, CKUW.
Most of our lives, we've been hearing no. No. Most of our lives it was no. You can't have that, you can't go. We can't afford that, no. Gold, diamonds, everybody shining. Bridge over troubled waters, Paul Simon.
But that bridge is controlled by a troll. To cross over here, you gotta pay the toll. Only problem is the toll is your soul. A grip on reality here is hard to hold. Can't hit the dealership, cop that Maybach. Can't get the same Rolex that Drake got. Yet still, he's so materialistic. If anybody gave this theory, I missed it. He rides the new waves, buys some new J's, and bust some shits open like a can of biscuits. Now everybody like, wow, look what he got. Brand new colorway, them ain't Reebok. Them shits cost like 3 months rent. And his ex-girl knows what he once spent. That's why she moved out, she ain't coming back. Winter's here now, can't get summer back. Cold war caused by wasteful spending. Trust me, he's gonna hate the ending. Fresh pair of fours turn a peasant to God. And being cold broke leave a resident scarred. Brand new Michaels make your life glow. Cause time in the hood is unpleasant and hard. Dang, we been hearing no, no. Most of our lives it was, no. You can't have that, you can't go. We can't afford that, no. All of our lives it was, no. All we ever heard was, no. Can't build wealth now, we can't grow. Cause we still remember that, no. My M&M J's worth 30K, fam. That's why cats throw shade like Ray-Ban. Want me to sell to the highest bidder. They home like, come on, let's try his Twitter. All in my DMs looking for price breaks. They don't understand that this game is high stakes. I remember mom saying them cost too much. Shell toe Adidas cost $32. Bringing him those black stripe a size 9. Can't be a player when you're on the sideline. We ain't going broke for a pair of footwear. So you can try to stunt for them girls good hair, nappy hair hoes don't care if your shoes fly. You from the projects, you ain't bourgeois. I say woosah, can't have tantrum. Mom saying no was our favorite anthem. Yeah, we been hearing no, no. Most of our lives it was, no. You can't have that, you can't go. We can't afford that, no. All of our lives it was, no. All we ever heard was, no. Can't build wealth now, we can't grow. Cause we still remember that, no.
Wow, what a track. That's dope, man. Masked Ace, Marco Polo, The Jordan Theory. I think that's a song that, like, everyone can relate to because, you know, growing up, everyone's probably had their mom or their dad or both parents say that, you know, they can't have this, they can't have that, we can't afford this or that. So after a while, that gets into your psyche, and then you just kind of think, well, this is just how it is. But you got to, you know, get up and change things, man, and do something positive and try to advance yourself, so... that is off of Marco Polo and Masked Ace's joint project called Richmond Hill. That one came out in February. Make sure you guys go pick that one up. That's a good project front to back. There's some really interesting skits on the album. Marco's talking about his upbringing in Richmond Hill, the things he had to encounter, the drugs, the drug problem that he did have, his love for hip-hop, all that good stuff. So that is, coming in at album number 3 in my top hip-hop album picks for 2024 thus far. I actually showcased this on my blog, guys, so if you haven't cached it, when I mentioned it earlier, it's essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. If you go there, you can see all my top 10 hip-hop album picks from 1986 all the way up to this year and beyond. It's updated all the time. So, all right, coming in at album number 4. We have Queens turntablist legend, Mr. Sinister, from the Executioners / X-Men crew. They were big in the 90s and the 2000s. They came up through the DJ battle circuit, and they formed a crew, started doing shows. And Mr. Sinister, all this time, he never dropped an album. So this is his debut album called Reborn. And this one is distributed through Fat Beats Records. You can go there and get and cop the vinyl version. I'm not sure if there's any CD versions that were pressed up, but he does have the vinyl versions on the website. And Sinister just did a bunch of the cuts, a bunch of the production on the album. There's one song that I really enjoy called Liquid Flow. which I'm going to get into right about now. I'm just going to see who is, can't remember the MC on this one. So I'm just going to look it up here. Oh, the one Chadito, that's who it is. So this is Liquid Foe off of Mr. Sinister's debut album called Reborn. And make sure you go pick this one up, man. This is fire, man. If you like scratching, turntablism, just some raw New York boom bap beats, you'll love this one, guys. So let's do it. Liquid Flow. Liquid Flow. Liquid. Liquid Flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid Flow.
Intoxicating when I pour this. Lessons I'm flipping, step in the kitchen is too high. Hasten the mission, I'm taking everything you got. Automatically, emphatically, I'ma shine bright. If you want static B, I guess I'll let the nine light. Clack and click, pop you and go smack your chick. Man, when it come to my gun, I'm attached to it. It's hoorah, shouting out like a Marine kid. Some get locked, turn Muslim into a mean bitch. And yet other brothers are pretty boy tiptoe lovers. Before you know it, they got your woman under the cover. Now that's a job for the Sheriff John Brown. Nope, that's a job for my nickel plated 4 pound, yo. To see the H-A-D, the I, the O, yo. I could do it fast or do it in slow mo. Renaissance seminar, hypnotized when I'm on. One of the best, you'll probably realize when I'm gone. Respect, wreck, I demolish criminal college. Squeeze off, have your whole lifeline abolished. Painful, I'm baby colic, Delta Force, Navy knowledge. Some choose to pump weights in gym, soon they be brolic. I don't do that, I just exercise my brain waves, elevate and try to get my crew on the same page. Demonstrate venom lace lyrics that'll penetrate. Your rhymes are like abandoned buildings you need to renovate. Listen like the tenant tapes, close like a Senate race. I'm flipping styles, running through them like the interstate. 95 north south, grimy ride hoopties. No more violator compilation ooies. Soft like smoothies, you and your crew be blah blah, rah rah, save it for a movie. Cause this is real, you'll get rapped like a doobie. Featured in my dogs like a snack made for Scooby. They thought I'd never hit them back, hey, with the rawness. Please just give me my marble notebook and a cordless. Liquid flow, intoxicating when I pour this. Penetrating oh so deep, more than a swordfish. They thought I'd never hit them back, hey, with the rawness. Please just give me my marble notebook and a cordless. Liquid flow, intoxicating when I pour this. Penetrating oh so deep, more than a swordfish. Liquid flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid flow. Liquid. Liquid. Liquid flow. Liquid. Liquid. Hotter than the desert full of Arizona D-backs. Got them sweating like a dude about to have a relapse. Beef all around the media, they wanna feed that. Tit for tat, feedback, I don't appease that. All I know is cock back, hit them with the Glock black. That's how I was raised, I don't know no other ways. Victim of society, product of my environment. There will be no pension when you mention my retirement. I just wanna stack G's off of what I write down. Don't attack me, please listen to my tight sound. Presidents, the dead ones. That's what we be after, till we gone and dead, son, and there's no more laughter. Silence eternally, violence externally. Gunshot, surgery, while others commit perjury. When it come to rhymes, I'm a maniacal monster. Yes, from the Mecca, a boogie down Bronxster. Just a little crazy, my screws, see, they lay loose. In the winter, I put on my Scully with my Grey Goose. Nah, I ain't drinking, cause I'm in a Lincoln. Driving dudes crazy and leaving them chicks stinking. Stinking, 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 stinking.
All right, so that is Liquid Flow. Yeah, that's that beat is crazy, number one. And I love the cuts that Mr. Sinister does on that one. That's nice, man. It's very very original. I, you know, that type of beat, that type of scratch vibe that Mr. Sinister has on that, it's something you don't hear all the time. So it's nice to hear something different. That is just really dope, you know what I mean? All right, so that was off of Mr. Sinister from the Executioners. Yes, the Turntablist crew from New York that used to battle in the 90s, man. Dropped his debut album called Reborn, so make sure you check that one out. Exclusively available on Fat Beats Records, so go over there, you can cop the album on vinyl. All right, so moving here into album number 5 off of my top hip-hop albums for 2024 thus far. Figure I'd do this for you guys because the year is a quarter of the ways over, so thought I'd display some of the gems that I found thus far. I check the hip-hop websites all the time and a lot of the albums that drop, so you're getting the best of the best, guys, rest assured. So coming in at album number 5, we have a joint collaboration with Rusty Jux and OJ called Break It Down. This one's another hard-hitting album, really dope beats. Of course, Rusty Jux always brings the dope rhymes, and we're going to get into a track off this album called Mike in a Minute. So let's do it.
Jam-packed the show. Hands waving and they screaming every lyric. My merchandise looks a lot fresher when they weary. At this point, I'm just loving the vibes. Your rap sheets, deceit, and covered in lies. And you can feel it in the air around you. Tackle out of bounds you. Fuck who found you. I will bear hand pound for pound you. Murder you in Crown Heights and bury you in Soundview. Live dudes walking over your resting place. You left in space. I'm war strong, brawn with the forearm. So when I tell you in a song, you've been forewarned. Get the fuck out of your city. Pull up with the goons real gritty. Bang,
bang. Give me your mic in a minute. I blow the motherfucking spot up. Give me your mic in a minute. I blow the motherfucking spot up. Give me your mic in a minute. I blow the motherfucking spot up.
Custom to busters. Shots turn your body into dust from the thrusters. The rhyme is sublime and I do it every time. Forever like I'm always in my prime. You thought it was the shoes, I knew it was the jewels. Had to build with my brother, so I gave him all the tools so he could cultivate and live well. I talk pain, spark your cell and give hell.
Give hell
to any sucker duck, got it coming to him. They better pray to God I don't run into him.
Give me your mic in a minute, I blow the motherfucker.
All right, Rusty Jux, man. That was a nice laid-back track. It's a short album, but definitely dope to check out. Rusty Jux and OJ, Break It Down. That one dropped about a month ago, so it's a good project, man. Check these out. Go on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever your streaming platforms, and support the music, man. Check it out. Buy the album, either on CD or vinyl, because that's how we can switch this hip-hop around, man. Got to support the dope-ish. And leave the wax stuff behind. All right, so moving into the final album I have selected here for my top hip-hop album picks for 2024 thus far. Of course, this is all derived from my blog site, essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. If you go there, you can check all my top 10 hip-hop album picks from the year of... top 10 hip-hop album picks per year from the year of 1986. That's where it starts up to this year. I actually started with 1986 because I noticed from 79 when Recorded Rap just started up to 85, a lot of hip-hop that was released at that time is mostly singles. There's maybe a handful of albums each year that came out, and they weren't really that good. Because, you know, it's just the bar was really low at the time, and it was, you know, just starting out hip-hop, and wasn't a lot of crazy deals being made to drop albums and stuff. So a lot of artists at the time are just dropping singles. All right, so we're going to move into the last album here. Album number 6 by an MC called Truth from Queens, New York. He dropped Nostalgia Therapy. Incredible dope album, mostly produced by the Beat Miners, if not the entire album. So we're going to get into a track off that album. It's called Truth, Lock, and Load. This one's a banger, man. Beat Miners. And I like the scratching on the chorus there, which is apart from the movie Rocky. You remember Mickey, his trainer? When he says, stay down, he scratches it. I thought it was dope. So let's do it.
Get ready to scratch that itchy trigger finger. It's time to lock and load.
For the kill, no chill button, I'm coming for you to clear the air. Fear no man, Conan the Destroyer, draw your weapon, wrecking shop. Reckon I won't stop, no resting, destined to blow up, I won't go pop. Lock and loaded, exploded on the scene with a mean streak. You catch me slipping, you must be tripping like two left feet. You subpar, I'm elite, what made you think you could compete? The truth is, I'm ruthless, I do this in my sleep. Damage I seek, respect my savage, you average at best. Behold, it's the angel of death, I'm the devil in the flesh. It ain't checkers, it's chess, a bloody mess you gon' be. I'ma ruin you, abuse you inside and out, undoubtedly up the wrong tree you barking. Now I'm off in my spot, piss on your grave, it's danger you win and nothing I stop. Got your head on the chopping block, I'm dropping the axe. I was born to lead, you were made to follow the pack. I'm Maximus in battle, make you unravel by the seams. Beat to the bone, twist the dagger, shatter your fucking dreams. You green like Mitch, bitch boy, I enjoy destroying you. Tyson the mic, strike with the psychology exploiting you. A true king for the crown I fought, truth told the whole core. You add on one hand, my man, countless bodies are caught. It's an onslaught, a mismatch. You came to me, get rap. You a pudding pop, I wouldn't stop. Hip hop, I lift that, I give back, no charity. The disparity is clear. Dispose of your body and parts, your heart pumps fear. There's levels to this here, get me? Let me show you. By any means, who knows what extremes I'll go to. Take me out, I doubt this ain't fast food, I told you. This is laundry day, check your bag like army flags, I fold you. So to be frank, you can bank, I won't let up. This a first round knockout, no doubt, you won't get up.
My advice is to you.
Yes, yes, yes. That was MC Truth. Apparently, I just did some research here. The entire album is produced by the Beat Miners. So make sure you guys go check that one out. Nostalgia Therapy is the name of that project. It is good Nostalgia Therapy when you listen to that album. It has a throwback vibe to it. So, yeah, anyways, guys, that's my top hip hop album picks for the year of 2024 thus far. 3 months in, got 6 albums that made my list. So, we'll just have to wait till the end of the year to see which ones will make the final 10, which is what I do each and every year. It's a tradition that I've been running with since 2013. So every year I do this and update my blog every year, which I've created in 2013, which is essentialhiphopalbums.blogspot.com. So again, if you go there, you can check out all my top 10 hip hop album picks from each year, starting in 86 all the way to 2024. And I just made each year's top 10 based on Process of Elimination. So went through all the albums that got released. And yeah, Process of Elimination came to those final 10. So make sure you can check that one out, guys. It's incredible. So now this week celebrated the 40th anniversary of Run-DMC's debut self-titled album. This came out March 20-something of 1984. So I thought we'd play a couple songs off this album in ode to Run-DMC, basically being responsible for keeping hip-hop alive, because you have to understand the early days of hip-hop starting in 79, all the way up to about 83, 84, it was considered to be a fad because guys were just rhyming over disco beats, which some of those songs were like 7 to 10 minutes long. They just kept rhyming and rhyming. There was really no structure. And then Run DMC came around with Larry Smith and Russell Simmons, and they started programming their own beats with stock sounds that were on the drum machines that were out at the time. And they created a nice boom-bap style, and yeah, and then they also started dressing like guys on the streets instead of like in these disco outfits that they were wearing in the early 80s, back in the disco rap days. So, yeah, big shouts to Run DMC. Of course, rest in peace to Larry Smith, who's an underrated producer for all the early Run DMC stuff, as well as Houdini, as well as Fat Boys. Larry Smith is a highly slept on producer, man, but guys, I know the old school definitely know who Larry Smith is. So so we're going to get into some, yeah, some Run DMC from their self-titled debut album in 1984. This track I'm going to play actually was a single that came out in late 83. This is called Sucker MC. So this is the song that changed the entire game from the disco rap era to the boom bap era that we know and love today. So this is Sucker MC's Run DMC. R.I.P. Jam Master J and Larry Smith.
Go. A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and Orange Cook became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside his Cadillac. The chauffeur drove off and we never came back. Dave cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. That's the life that I lead, and you sucker MCs is who I feed. So take that and move back, catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in the B-boy stand, and rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove and come from up above. I'm rocking on the mic, and written right on the side, and reads just to kill. So if you see me cruising, girl, just to move a step aside. There ain't enough room to fit you all in my ride. So a first come, first serve basis. Cooling out, girl, take you to the death places. One of a kind, and for your people's delight, and for your sucker MC, that just ain't right. Because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife. You're walking around town like a hoolan with a knife. You're hanging on the app, and chilling with the crew, and everybody knowing what you've been through. I'm with the 1, 2, 3. 2-1, my man Larry Lamb, my name's DJ Run. We do it in the place with the highs and the bass. I'm rapping to the rhythm, want you watch me throw my face. Go uptown and come down to the ground. You sucker MC, you sad face clown. You're $5 boy and I'm a $1 million man. You're a sucker MC and you're my fan. You try to bite lines or rhymes of mine. You're a sucker MC in a pair of Calvin Klein. Coming from the wackest part of town, trying to rap but you can't get down. You don't even know your English, your verb or noun. You're just a sucker MC, your sad face clown. So DMC, and if you're ready, the people rap is steady. You're driving big cars, get your gas from Getty.
I'm DMC in a place to be. I go to St. John's University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge. And after 12th grade I went straight to college. I'm light skin, I live in Queens, and I love eating chicken and collard greens. I dress to kill, I love the style. I'm an MC, you know who's versatile. Say I got good credit in your regards. Got my name, not numbers on my credit cards. I go uptown, myself and my microphone. All my rhymes are sweet delight. So here's the number one for y'all to bite. When I rhyme, I never quit. And if I got a new rhyme, I'll just say it. Cause it takes a lot to entertain. And sucker MCs can be a pain. You can't rock a party with the hip and hop. You gotta let them know you'll never stop. The rhymes have to make
a lot of sense.
You got to know when to start.
When the beats come in.
All right, so that's Run DMC, Sucker MCs, which came out late 1983, and then, of course, 1984, their self-titled debut album came out, And that changed hip-hop forever, man. Run DMC was the second generation of hip-hop when you think about it, because the first era, 79, when recorded rap was started, to 83 was the disco rap era, and then Run DMC started the boom bap, let's program our own beats instead of using disco loops era. And that was Russell Simmons and Larry Smith, man. They really need to do a documentary on Larry Smith, because he's one of the highly slept on producers of all time. He ushered in two different styles of hip hop, Houdini and Run DMC and the Fat Boys. He produced a lot of the early stuff, and it was all different styles, even though it's from the same producer, which was incredible at the time. A lot of the great producers like Premier and Pete Rock and stuff like that, they always put Larry Smith in their top five of all time. So they know the deal because they're old enough. So off that same album, another single they dropped was Rockbox, which actually was the first rap video on MTV at the time. And the only reason they got on MTV is because it had a guitar riff in there, which is the reason why Michael Jackson got MTV at the time, because he had... Beat It, which is like a rock song, had a huge guitar riff on there. So yeah, we're gonna get into some more Run DMC off that self-titled album. This one's called Rockbox on Ribbox Radio 95.9 FM.
You can.
Now, what is rap music? Well, in a sense, we cannot use that particular item, because what has nothing to do with music. What is a unit of measure used to determine the necessary current to excite an incandescent lamp to its proper candle power? Many people thought that rap began in Hollywood one day when a child was born. And they called it the Andrews Sisters. It was a child of a Bayou woman. Not Bayou. A Bayou woman. Who, with her beautiful diamond rings and her store-bought hair, this is the development where we find that in the bassoon section, we find categorically to accept a nom de plume or an entity where we find that it is written in fugal form. Now, what is a fugue? A fugue is like rap, only a fugue starts where, in its contrapuntical form, where we find that the melody keeps coming in, and the audience keeps going out.
Run, run, DMC. For you, for you. Fresh, 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 fresh.
Just
All right. So that's Rockbox, Run DMC. So that year, 1984, was the start of the boom bap second generation of hip hop. Like I was telling you guys, Larry Smith was the super producer back then. He worked with Run DMC, and then he also worked with this other group I'm just going to touch on real quick: Houdini, Jahlil Ecstasy, and Grandmaster D. Of course, rest in peace to Ecstasy, who passed away about 3-4 years ago. But yeah, Larry worked on their Escape album. Because their first album was done by a rock producer, so it didn't come off that well. So Escape album dropped in 84, and we're going to get into one of the songs that Larry produced, which is my all-time favorite Houdini track, which is called Friends. Let's do it.
Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being a fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends. When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer, cause it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and your girlfriend were so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. But as she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies.
You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your gladi is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie.
And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
Alright, that's Houdini, Friends, man. Produced by Larry Smith, R.I.P. Larry Smith, R.I.P. Ecstasy of Houdini, the lead vocalist. And Grandmaster D did the scratches and the DJ mixing while they were on tour. And big shouts to Jalil, who's still around. Yeah, golden era, man. We're going to get into another track real quick from these guys. Houdini off that same Escape album called, yeah, it's a self-titled Escape, I Need a Break. This beat is crazy. Larry Smith took him to another level on this beat. And the video is crazy too, if you guys want to check out the video on YouTube. You will enjoy it. So let's get into this. This is Houdini Escape on Redbox Radio 95.9 FM.
Come on, baby. You stand right here.
Come on.
You stand right here. What's your name, baby? What's your name? This is Tammy, everybody. Breakdown!
Morning on my way to work. Some lady on the train spilled coffee on my shirt. And people started laughing like the whole thing was funny. I would have went home except I needed the money. Cause times is hard, my boss is crazy. The guy that works with me, he's so damn lazy. Sits around all day, drinks coffee and tea. He spends all the work to be done by me. And sometimes I wonder what they hired me for. To operate computers, I run to the store. And when I ask for a raise, they tell me be patient. I've been working 3 years without a damn vacation. Could be better, but they're getting worse. Until I got this job, I never used to curse. Well, I had it up to here with people treating me wrong. Somebody tell the DJ to play my song. Chance I get, and if it hit, I got some place my boss could kiss. My friends are backstabbing, so I hang out alone. Think it's crazy on my job, so better at home. My girl's half mad, she drives me wild. All she ever cares about is living in style. She wants diamonds first, and now she wants kids. But what she needs is somewhere else to live. My psychiatrist tells me to give her more time. But one more second might blow my mind. The pressure's building up on me more and more. It's got me, so I'm doing things I never done before. I need a break, y'all. I can't take this place. I feel locked up, and I wanna escape, and I wanna escape, and I wanna escape.
Escape.
we love you.
All right. So that is Houdini Escape, man, taking it back like 40 years. I was 84. And if you guys check the video on YouTube, there's a 12-year-old dancer that they had on tour with them by the name of Jermaine Dupri. Yeah, he was born in 72 and this was 84, so he was 12 years old, wearing a bandana and, full head of hair, just dancing. He was really in the entertainment scene back then, which is incredible because, you know, he went on to do what he did. He started out his So Def Records, and then in 96, he brought Escape back. He signed him to a one-album deal, and they put out a project in 96, which is interesting. All right, so another album that just celebrated, I guess, its 37th anniversary on Friday was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince's sophomore release. He's a DJ, I'm the rapper. That album went to sell a few million, I think 3 or 4 million copies in the States. And it was the first double album in hip hop too. It was 72 minutes and some odd seconds of runtime. So that was the longest hip hop album that got put out at that point. Because everyone else was doing like 40, 50 minute albums. So this is like, yeah, basically a double album. So you need two LPs to sustain the good sound quality. But one of the singles off this album was Parents Just Don't Understand. Younger cats out there probably never heard this one, but this is really famous around that time, late 80s, early 90s. And it's a song that pretty much everybody can relate to because I'm sure everybody's at one point or another said parents just don't understand. You know, they don't get it. They can't remember what it's like to be young. All right, let's do it.
Same, no matter time, no place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the Gallery Mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, what's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar. The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep.
She said, you're only 16, you don't have a rep yet. I said, Mom, let's put these clothes back, please. She said, no, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show. I said, this isn't shining off. Come on, Mom, I'm not Bowser. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks. She wasn't with it. Everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, no, no way, forget it. There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, because they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, if they were laughing, you don't need them, because they're not good friends. For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.